Many people vocalize their objection to child labor, exploitation of workers, or cruelty toward animals. But at the same time, people tend to ignore their own moral standards when acting as economic market participants, when searching for the cheapest electronics, clothing, or food items, for instance. Market interaction actually reduces people's moral concerns. That's what economists from the University of Bonn and Bamberg discovered in an experiment. Results of that study have just been published in the latest issue of the journal Science. My colleague Anke Rasper talked to one of the researchers, Professor Nora Zech, about the results of her study.
Our main result is that people decide very differently depending on whether they act in markets or outside of markets. So people could decide between saving a mouse and getting money, and we find that individually outside of markets, people have difficulties in killing these mice. They don't want to get the money. So in markets, there's a huge contrast. In markets, most people find it easy, actually, to kill the mice, even for very low amounts of money.
Why is that? And was that surprising to you?
Well, there is a lot of discussion in the social sciences whether market interaction may affect moral values. And yes, we had the guess that it might be that markets erode moral values, but we were surprised about how intense the difference was. And maybe let me just add that these mice, these were surplus mice that would have been killed because they were raised for animal studies. So due to our study, it was possible to save mice that would otherwise all have been killed.
Were there any people who did not kill at all?
Yeah, there were these people. It was about 15 to 20% of people who, independent of whether they were in markets or outside markets, they decided not to kill the mice.
Of course, this was an artificial setup, but why do you think people tend to act with less moral standards when there's competition, when there's other people also maybe competing for the money?
Of course, it's artificial in the sense that we set up these markets, right? And it's not artificial in the sense that everything really happens. So if you decide to save your mouse, it gets saved. If you decide to get the money and kill the mouse, it really gets killed. And people understand that. So in this sense, it's not artificial. Right. So what drives the greed, right, in the market? I think there are several factors that add together. For one thing, if you act with several people, then it's easier to share the guilt. Yeah, so you may think that you are not perfectly responsible. And also you see that others violate moral norms as well. This may make it easier to violate these norms as well. And then in larger markets, it may be that you think, well, maybe my decision is not that important anyways, because there are so many people. And even if I decide not to trade with another person such that a mouse would get killed, if I don't do it, somebody else may do it, and then the mouse gets killed anyway.
So that means they think my decision doesn't make any difference anyway.
I think this is a very important logic that works in larger markets, and I think it's very relevant for the markets we have in our society as well. It's hard to believe that you yourself can make a difference in these markets, even if you buy, well, let's say chicken or so. I mean, then it's very direct, because if you buy a whole chicken, of course, this has an influence. But I think people just forget about that.
So could you transfer that to other situations? For instance, you say, if I buy from a farmer directly, I'll be trading fairly with him. But if I trade in food stocks, then it doesn't matter to me that much and I can maybe be unfair.
Yeah, I think these larger markets, there's a lot of detachment, right, in these larger organized markets like stock markets, but also in supermarkets. You don't really see where the products come from. So it's hard to say, did somebody really suffer for this product or not? Sometimes you really don't know. And this, of course, this really helps somehow to forget about your moral feelings.
Do you think people would have been more hesitant to kill humans compared to mice?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope that people don't kill other human beings just for money. But on the other hand, when you look into our society and into all these markets that we have, like markets for fashion or for electronics, very many products actually involve the suffering of other human beings. And in these markets, well, a lot of people act as customers and, of course, buy these products. And in this way, of course, we support the suffering of other human beings. I mean, we had a lot of recent articles, right, in the news, how badly some products are produced, like T-shirts in some firms in Bangladesh and so on, a cooperation of very well-known brands with, for example, companies in Bangladesh, and how important this is. So I think we are all aware of these examples.
Does that mean that in a globalized market, as we have, for instance, in the fashion industry, people act completely irresponsibly, or are there ways of changing that?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, it's really important to become aware of the problem. And so in our study, we see that there's a huge difference between the moral standards people express when deciding individually and when they act as market participants. So we have to become aware of this fact, and I think people have to become more aware of what they do when acting as market participants. And I think this can be supported, of course. For example, I think we need labels. In some industries, we have quite good labels, but in others, we don't have them. There are not many, at least. It would be important to have more of that. And this is something, of course, where politics could help too.
Do you think that there are cultural differences between people from different societies when it comes to erosion of values? Are there some societies maybe where they would be more prone to stick to their values?
It would be interesting to study. So I think it could be that there are differences, also depending on how developed the markets are in the respective society. And also moral standards may be different. So this is the first study on this topic, but generally we want to understand better how institutions affect our behavior, also group decisions. A lot of work to do.
Yeah. You said that some of the mice were saved because people decided not to kill them. What's happened to the mice since then?
Yeah, so many mice got saved. Well, I'm not a mouse, but I would say that they have good conditions and live a happy, vivid life with good food. Hundreds of mice now living in good conditions, yeah.